smile.
It's 98.9 Kiss FM, most hits of the 80s, 90s, and today. It's Drew and Casey, and we got another big day because Sunita Sitara, our numerologist, is here today.
Hello, Sunita.
Hello there. How are you?
She's bringing us gifts, though, today, Drew. Did you see this little bag of goodies?
I haven't had a chance to get over there. What did we get?
We got a bunch of delicious-looking baked goods, and you went to What's Cooking?
Yeah.
I mean, on Wilshire?
On Wilshire, and they just love you, and the lemon one is from me, and the pumpkin one is from them, and they cook all kinds of things, and I think that they do cooking for like Thanksgiving. She said she's been very busy with
sure
that.
She has.
So people go there and buy dinner, I guess.
Well, thank you very much.
So,
we
Shelley,
love baked goods.
Yeah, Shelley at What's Cooking.
Yes, Shelley at it's What's you. Cooking. She's a great fan of Drew and Casey.
Aww.
And Jack and Ron, she said.
And
very
Sunita.
Nice. Thank
and
you.
Yay.
Thank
when,
you.
When she heard that I was doing the show, she said, oh, wait, let me get something for Drew and Casey. So here we go.
Well, here's what we're going to do today. That is very nice of her. I really appreciate it. We want to get people to start calling in right now because 460-9899 star 989 on your AT&T wireless. We're going to talk about relationships today with Sunita.
Yeah.
And all you need is their first name, right?
Yes, the name that they go by. Sometimes people will have a name like Deborah, but they go by Debbie.
Uh-huh.
I need to know Debbie.
Okay.
The spelling and your significant other or someone you're interested in or who should you be dating.
If you're single.
If you're single.
What kind of a person would be a good match for
you?
Like personality traits? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I like it. So,
me too.
Hey, this is going to be great. If you're single and you want to know maybe the kind of person you should go after or if you're in a relationship, you want to make sure that this is the person you should be with.
Right.
That's what Sunita's here for.
Yeah.
Yep.
So 460-9899 star 989 on your AT&T wireless.
You didn't know you were being a matchmaker today.
I didn't know that. No, but hey, I like it.
I love how you roll with the punches, Sunita. Hey, we'll take your calls next and find out what Sunita's going to predict for some of these relationships on 98.9 Kiss FM. Kiss FM, it's Drew and Casey. Resident numerologist Sunita Sitara is in studio today, and she's taking our phone calls, well, your phone calls. She's going to kind of predict relationships for you.
Yeah, what kind of a person should you be with, personality-wise?
Or if you're with somebody, are you compatible, and what can you do to change them?
Oh,
so you can change
really?
Them, too?
I need
All
to give you my name.
You can change us.
Hey, I can do it.
I like the confidence.
Listen, I'm full of it.
Yes, you are, sister.
And you can fill in the blank.
Can you tell
whatever
the girls on the line how to dress their man better, too, or how to get him to wear some decent clothes?
I can tell anybody anything.
I like it.
I know.
You are confident today, Missy.
I don't know. Must have been the stuff I ate.
Did someone sneak some Red Bull in your coffee this morning? I love this, Sunita. Let's go to the phones and go to Shelly.
Yeah, let's check me up.
Hi, Shelly, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing great. Shelly, you're on with Sunita Sitara.
Okay, Shelly, are you dating or are you married?
Dating.
Oh, dating. Okay, that sounds good. And you're dating Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, so Shelly, your first name comes to a 4. And so you are an organized person, and he is very creative and artistic, but he likes to be the boss of the relationship. Is that right?
I think he's kind of quiet. I don't know that he's very bossy.
Oh, okay. That's very good that he, you know, because, I mean, but is he creative? Is he artistic?
Yes.
Okay. So he's listening to his artistic side. Sometimes 9s just like to be in control. So that's really good that he's listening to his artistic side. Now, are you creative? I mean, are you organized? I'm sorry. I'm kind of getting lost in the numbers here.
I would say organized.
Yes. That. So actually, both of you do make a very good couple because you have the ability to be organized and you like to make lists and you may have the tendency to get stuck in a rut, but you're very faithful and dependable and you love your home, family, and country. And whereas he's very highly creative and likes to have, is very giving and caring towards the world, and he's a humanitarian and very charismatic. So that's a good match there.
That is a good match.
Yep.
Keep in mind, Shelley, you guys are just dating. He may not be bossy until things get a little bit more serious.
So just be aware of that he could become bossy.
Yeah. Sometimes things don't come out until the ring is on.
You guys. Yes. Well, how long have you been dating each other?
Oh, sorry. I already hung up on him. I moved on to Marcy and Steve.
He's fast, Anita. He's fast.
Fast enough. Marcy and Steve. Marcy's gone.
Okay.
Tanny's up next. Hi, Tanny.
Hi.
Okay, Tanny, you're on with Sunita Sitara.
Okay, so Tanny, you are dating Blake or are you married?
We are married.
All right. I like it.
Can I say we've been separated?
Oh,
goodness. Are you separated right now?
Yes.
Wow. Well, and do you guys want to get back together?
Well, we're not. I don't know. It hadn't worked out so far, so we're trying to decide that.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you need some advice here, do you?
Okay.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that you're a very sensitive person, and as a mate, you have a tendency to defer to other people. So have you been kind of letting him, decide things for you?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to just really put up your boundaries. You basically want harmony and peace, and he is a very organized type of person. So maybe he just likes to have a lot of... Is he dependable?
Yes.
Okay, so he'll always be dependable. What type of issues are you having?
I'm gonna begin. Not good ones.
Okay, well, maybe we don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
I think both of you are compatible on different areas, but sometimes, you know, it kind of depends on your life path also. And since we're just doing names today, to me, it seems like you have the sensitive aspect of your personality, and he's faithful and dependable, but he does like order, and that might be a real problem, especially if he wants to just make sure that you do things his way.
Okay, yeah, I would say he's dependable. I don't know about the faithful area.
Oh, okay.
Now it's getting
all right.
Juicy.
He's probably vibrating to some other aspect of his chart then.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
Tanny, I don't need numbers to tell you. If he's not faithful, kick him to the curb.
Yeah, that's right. Let him go.
Yeah. Maybe they should call in.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. We appreciate it. 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. Woo. I don't care how many numbers is in his name.
Yeah.
He out cheating? See ya.
Yeah, I agree.
It's true, Casey on 98.9 Kiss FM. More with Sunita Sitara next. It's 98.9 Kiss FM, Drew and Casey, and we've got Sunita Sitara, our resident numerologist, in for another segment. She's taking your phone calls at 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless.
You know, Sunita, before we get too far into our segment here, uh-huh. I'm going to forget this. Do you have your website up and running?
I do. It's sunitasitara.com. Yeah.
So if anybody... tried and didn't get through because we're limited on how many lines we have, they can email you.
Well, the other thing is, I think last time a lot of people went to the website and then they saw charges on there. The thing to send me, when you're sending me an email, say on there that you heard me on the radio.
Okay.
And I will do that for free.
Okay.
And I think, you know, because I don't mind doing the name.
Sure.
A quick little blurb. But I think a lot of people went last time and they saw the charges and just really didn't send me emails. But
that's more in depth.
Yeah, that's more
in-depth
reading.
Reading,
but if they just said, we heard you on Kiss FM or just in the subject line, radio show,
sure.
Then I'll know that they heard me.
And she does all kinds of stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. yoga classes, cooking, she builds houses,
yes.
She fixes cars.
I do.
She does it all.
Yeah, I even build rocket ships. I go to the moon.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You know, something that I do want you to teach me, though, is the tofu cooking.
Yeah, my tofu cooking class is coming up in December. And you as a vegetarian, and you, Drew... As a
healthy eater guy.
I do like to eat healthy. I'll eat anything, vegetarian or anything.
And I'm an awesome cook.
I can imagine. And then, then you can teach us how to change our oil, too, after that.
And go to the moon.
Yay.
We love having Sunita, and she's always a kick. Let's get back to it. Janie is on the line. Hey, Janie.
Hi.
Janie, you're on with Sunita Sitara.
How are you?
Sunita.
How are you, Janie? It's good to hear from you.
Oh, I'm driving to class So, okay. Still in time.
Okay. So you are you dating Kevin or are you married? What's going on?
We are dating.
Okay, that's good. So you know what? As your numbers come to 3 and he comes to a 7, you are creative, artistic, and you enjoy being around people. And you can be a little bit of a flirt, so just be careful about that. Are you a flirty girl?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
The man may think different.
Yeah, it's the natural makeup of your name to be a flirt. Because I'm a 3 and I'm a flirt, so that's why. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with it.
No. There's nothing wrong with
no.
it. Yeah, but, you know, 3s and 7s are really, really compatible. They have a lot of things in common, so this is good. He is a dreamer. He does need to have some alone time. And sometimes they can be shy. Kevin could be shy, but he's also a spiritual person and analytical. But you are also a very spiritual person. Sometimes you may have the tendency to procrastinate. But you do you worry a lot or do you see the silver lining in a cloud?
Oh, I'm a worrier.
Oh, no, stop doing that.
Yeah, start flirting and yeah. Stop worrying.
Yeah, flirt with everybody you see and just look for the silver lining.
All right.
And stay with Kevin.
And stay with Kevin.
Because he's a good match for you.
Yeah, he's a good match for you.
All right. Well, thank you, Janie.
Wow.
We appreciate your phone call.
That was a lot of advice all at once.
All at once.
Sunita's helping all kinds of people out. Once again, you can go to her website, sunitasitara.com, and go check it out and email her. And you can book pretty much anything, all kinds of stuff.
And so that means you went to my website, Drew.
I did.
I'm going to have to give you a hug now.
All right. You big flirt. She's a 3. What are you going to do?
I know. Even though I know you're married, I'll still flirt with you.
I think she'll be okay with that. Yeah. Sure, Casey on Kiss FM. Let's check your ride home.